This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. The centre has issued the notification for the first phase of Census of India 2027. House listing operations will be conducted between the 1st of April and the 30th of September this year across all states and union territories during a 30-day period specified by each state or union territory. The notification issued by the Home Ministry stated that provision for self-enumeration will be available for a period of 15 days prior to the commencement of house-to-house house listing as per the schedule notified by each state or union territory. The second phase will be of population enumeration in February 2027. This will be the first census by digital means in the country, where data will be collected using mobile applications that will be available for both Android as well as iOS versions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's reform express continues to gain momentum as the country's GDP is estimated to grow at 7.4% during the current fiscal compared to 6.5% during the last financial year. Reacting to the figures, the Prime Minister said that the growth outlook is being driven by the NDA government's sustained investment push and demand-led policy measures. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, efforts across infrastructure development, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods, and ease of doing business are aimed at realizing the vision of a prosperous India. In Tamil Nadu, the Pattali Makkal Katchi has joined the National Democratic Alliance ahead of the Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy announced the inclusion of the PMK in the NDA at a press briefing in Chennai, alongside PMK Chief Anbumani Ramadas. Mr. Palaniswamy said that they are already in an alliance with the Bharatiya Janata Party and expressed the possibility of including more parties in their bloc.
We will contest this election under the leadership of the ADMK in Tamil Nadu. People of Tamil Nadu are very angry with the ruling party, the DMK. Women, safety, alcohol, substance abuse, farmers are very, very angry. Social injustice, all these things are there, and our alliance will come to power with a thumping majority.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that France is among India's oldest strategic partners, and as two nations committed to multipolarity, working together is important for stabilizing global politics at this stage. In his opening remarks during his meeting with the Foreign Minister of France, Jean-Noël Barrot, in Paris, Dr. Jayashankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship. He noted that the meeting is taking place in the backdrop of considerable global uncertainty, and it's natural that strategic partners consult very closely.
France is amongst our oldest strategic partner, the first in Europe. Our particular meeting takes place in the larger context of considerable global uncertainty. We must and we are making full use of the various mechanisms we have in different domains, a productive exchange of views on global and regional issues.
The government has approved more than 390 crore rupees to upgrade the Dugadda to Gumkhal section of the National Highway 534 in Pauri, Uttarakhand. In a social media post, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that under this project, the 18.1-kilometre section will be developed into a two-lane road with paved shoulders. Mr. Gadkari said that the purpose of this project is to improve connectivity between Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh. He added that it will also provide better access to the Lansdowne cantonment area. The Telangana government will host a mega drone and hot air balloon shows along with its annual international kite and sweets festival during the Sankranti festival season. The events will be held at multiple locations in Hyderabad this year. State Tourism Minister J. Krishna Rao told the media that the drone show, to be held at Gachibowli Stadium on the 16th and 17th of this month, will showcase a blend of sports, technology and culture, highlighting India's journey from traditional heritage to modern innovation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.